Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Most of us have felt it. That quiet knowing. That hunch that turned out to be right. The sense that there's something more going on beneath the surface of our everyday lives. Most people brush it off. But what if that quiet intuition is something worth listening to? Even developing. Today's guest spent her younger years feeling those flashes of insight until at the very age of 42, something opened up in a much bigger way. Her story is fascinating. It's just a fascinating window into intuition, inner growth, and what becomes possible when we stop dismissing that inner voice and start paying attention. My guest today has spent her life exploring something most of us only catch glimpses of. Susan Renown has been doing healing and intuitive work for 25 years. She felt insights and intuitive hits throughout her younger years. And then at 42, her gifts emerged in a much fuller way. Since then, she's devoted herself to deepening her practice and her own growth, helping her move others through profound shifts and changes in their lives. Susan, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that was beautiful. Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Now, let's start at the beginning, because I think a lot of people will relate to this more than they expect. You said that even in your younger years, you had insights and intuitive hits. What were those like?
You know, it's funny. I never realized that I was being psychic at times or seeing something deeper. One time when I was a teenager, I would be standing there talking to someone or looking at them and chatting, and then their faces would kind of morph. And it would look like they were changing as I was looking at them. And at that time, I was young. I didn't know what was happening. I thought there was something wrong with me, that, oh, maybe this is like fainting or something. I better leave. And so I pulled away. And that impression, or that little clip of memory, kind of stuck in my head until I was later years, when I like to do this fun little practice when you're developing intuition and you're trying to see deeper. There's a practice called merging, soul merging, where you gaze into someone else's eyes, or you could do it to a mirror.
Right.
And your face starts to morph. What that means is you're seeing deeper into the person. You're seeing the soul. You're seeing the emotions. You're seeing different lifetimes even. So it became like, oh, yeah, I used to do this. And I never knew what it was. And there were different things that happened even when I was younger. My grandfather, my dad's dad, passed away when I was 3 years old. And anytime I thought of him, he'd be such a vivid image right here in my mind's eye. It's like I could recapture exactly what he looked like in crisp detail. And I could do that throughout my whole life. And I just assumed he became my guardian angel. And as a kid, you think that. And then when I was older, like in my 40s, he dissolved. But that was when I was going through some huge changes, finding myself, understanding what was going on with me in my life. So it was almost like I didn't need him anymore in that way.
Right.
There were all these small incidents. Some of them I don't even remember. My dad mentioned when I was really young, like 4 or 5, or when I was 4 or 5, that he would ask me there was a stranger coming by. He would ask me, "Oh, what's that person like? Well, tell me about that person." And I would tell them everything about that person. That I don't remember, but my dad sure did. So that was kind of neat. It was kind of neat to learn that about myself.
Yeah.
And then my mom and I used to play card games and play psychic card games. We try to guess each other's cards.
Right.
psychically.
Mm-hmm.
So if they thought of a card, go, I hope she doesn't ask for this. You know, my thought is, what's that card she doesn't want me to ask for?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So that was a fun game my mom and I used to play growing up.
I love that. I love that.
Very intuitive.
How did you like experience them growing up? Like, you know, at the time, did you understand what they were? Or did you like a lot of people try to explain them away or kind of push them to the side?
Are you talking about the psychic?
Your psychic abilities. You know, sometimes people feel that.
For my mom, she it was more of a curiosity factor. Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, look, you've got some, you had an intuitive hit. Oh, you know, it's like twins, you know, each other can feel each other when things like that. It was written off as, oh, this is kind of curious and cool. Let's keep going, you know, kind of a thing.
Right.
So it wasn't like hide this fact or anything like that. Yeah.
I love that. Now, something shifted for you in a big way, like later in life. And I find that time and fascinating. You shared that at 42, your gifts came out organically and, you know, potently. You know, what actually happened?
Okay. So I was living in Hawaii. I was married. I lived six houses in from the beach. We owned our cars. We owned our home. You know, it was a good life, but I was so unhappy. I couldn't understand why I was so unhappy. And so that was kind of my big turning point of what can I do? What is this all there is to life? And different people eventually started kind of coming into my life. And so I received a lot of information and support from them. We have a vacation rental. And so we would get all different kinds of people to stay at our vacation rental. And there was this one couple, she was very psychic, and she gave me her business card. It just said psychic, life coach, all these things. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of interesting. But I was like, what's a life coach, you know, kind of thing. And so I actually ended up working with her and becoming really good friends with her. And she connected me with a lot of spiritually based people, some of her friends. And so I started working with some of them, the ones that I felt a good connection with. And I started doing a lot of work on my own too, because that was a spiritual aspect. I wanted to be more psychic.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be more psychic. You know, how do I do that? Well, let's see, maybe meditating. Let's learn how to meditate. So I started learning how to meditate and focus more on myself. What's going on with me? What's wrong with me? Learning how to meditate to bring out these things and resolve to grow. And so it was funny. Just learning how to meditate was a children's book. It was a children's book on how to meditate. So I was like doing, like jumping in with 2 feet, being scared, but still doing it. And so my goal in meditating was, I want to become more psychic, so I'm opening the door. And I know, and it was like, and then my goal was to feel safe. That's the next piece. And I know a lot of people, especially with very strong Christian religious base, I grew up Catholic, so there.
Yeah.
There's a don't delve into the occult.
Mm-hmm.
The occult. So I had to feel safe and know that I'm not going to attract dark energies, you know, because at that time we just don't know what's really beyond this world, right?
Yeah.
So I would always line up that anyone coming through, anything coming through needs to go through the benevolent side of God, you know, and I don't know where I would get these things from.
Yeah.
And there was another thing I used to say, my alien family is going to protect me. So it's like, where did I ever come up with that phrase? But I was safe, and I would get, I started getting, like, one of the first things that came was a friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine, who we stayed in touch for years, all these years, and her mother came to me and remind you that this is when I was meditating, you know, that and I was like, okay, tell me something I wouldn't know and tell me something that she needs to know.
Yes.
Anne needs to know, my friend. And her mom said, don't count the pennies. Okay, so I'll tell my friend that. Don't count the pennies. What do you really want me to tell her?
Yeah.
So I couldn't get it. I kept thinking, there's got to be something more to this, you know?
Right.
And that was it. Nope, just tell her to count the pennies. I'm like, okay, did I make this up? So there's the second piece of the feeling safe and trusting in what you're hearing or trusting in what you're, it was almost like a knowingness information. It wasn't words. And so I felt like I made it up. And I was like, no, I couldn't have made this up. How could I have made that up? You know, that's so random. So I did eventually reach out to her and tell her, like, I had a dream of your mom. She came to me in a dream and this is what she said. And she was flabbergasted. It totally shifted her life around her business because as she was growing up, her mom owned businesses. And of course, as the kids were growing up, they all worked in the restaurant business. And so when her mom would cash out the cash register, she would always say, don't count the pennies.
Wow.
That means don't waste your energy on such a small detail, because in the bigger scheme of things, a few pennies, if you're going to be off by a few pennies, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's like you pay more for someone to stand there counting pennies than you do in your cash drawer, you know?
Yeah.
So why bother? You're wasting that person's time. You're wasting your money by paying that person that time to count the pennies. So
exactly.
Why?
Right. I love that.
And it shifted my friend's business shifted, or her psyche around her business. That was it. So she could shift, and so her business could shift, and she it was neat. And then, you know, from that point on, little different things started opening up. Like one time, it wasn't necessarily a dream or sleep, but it was someone just was chatting with me, and I could see, at that point time, it was like, wow, this is so fascinating. When she would talk, I could see these swirls of green, sparkly energy as she was talking. And it just kind of like hypnotized me, going, what is that?
Yeah.
And she must have thought I was weird, because I was like, in my head, going, so I can't imagine what I was looking like when she was talking. And that also happened when I was watching a TV show. It was about Byron Katie's. I don't know if you know her. And she was talking to the audience. And as she was talking, she was moving her hands. Mm. And I saw that same thing coming out through her hands.
Right.
And so for me, connecting those, it was like, that's how they're emitting energy.
Right.
One woman was emitting her energies and her healing energies through her voice. And she is a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And Byron Katie's, when she was on stage moving her hands and talking while she was moving, it was like she's pushing out that energy to help go to people, you know, to help heal them. Very fascinating, the little mysteries that, you know, things get answered eventually.
It really is. Now, what was going on in your life at the time that seemed to open this up?
Okay. Well, since I had been so unhappy in my life, I started working on myself. And so that kind of gave me a bigger picture of my life and being an observer of it from a different perspective. And so as I was doing a lot of work on myself, I was seeing more about my relationships, my relationship with my daughter, my relationship with my husband. And it wasn't healthy. I know it wasn't healthy. And we both are at fault with that. But, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to handle it. All I knew is if I made myself better, it could help them too.
Yes.
And until I was seeing more of a rejection.
Right.
To me. And I was feeling better, but they were rejecting it. So I felt very abandoned in my own family. So, of course, it was over a couple years before I really just had to make a life choice and change my life and get a divorce. And when that happened, things started cracking open. I got that was a big change.
Right.
I went through a lot of tough times, stability and emotions, and what do I do next in my life?
Yeah.
And by that point, some of these gifts had already come out because I was doing things in tandem.
Right.
And yeah, so then we sold our home. My husband and daughter moved away back to the East Coast where they really wanted to be. And I stayed on in Hawaii for a while, and then I started to move around, and I ended up moving to where some of my newer friends had that I developed
mm-hmm.
in Hawaii. So I actually moved here in this area to be around them because I seem to be more in sync with them
yeah.
and their psyche and their growth and their practices. So that's when I moved to California and started working on my healing work.
Love.
I did skip a lot of things in between there. When some of my other gifts came out randomly, which was kind of strange, that people would say, oh, you have a gift in your hands. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's because of all the artwork I used to do when I was, you know, in college. Maybe that's what they're saying. And then someone, this is a really powerful piece. There was a woman who had bone cancer, and she went into remission a couple of times, but then there was this final stage. There was no more remission, and she was having a lot more issues walking and standing. And so we did this group healing event on
yeah.
her, and there was like four or five of us. And I wasn't the lead. And we went to a friend's house, and she lied on the floor, and we all kind of sat around her. And I put my hands on her legs, and everyone else had put their hands, you know, head, shoulders, you know, arms, belly. And we all were sending her energy, like an intentional sending her energy of healing. And I was so new at this, I didn't know what was really what was going on. All I could feel and sense was her legs were like wood. They just felt like hard and solid, like bricked up.
Yeah.
And then in my mind's eye, I was seeing this like roiling red river with
yeah.
lots of white caps and things like that. And in my head going, oh, this does not look good. But I couldn't say that or reflect that, or I kind of went along with everybody else, you know, we're drawing in the energy from the universe. We're drawing in the energy from the ocean. And,
yeah.
And you know, I'm participating like that. But in deeper, I was like, I don't see any hope.
Right.
And
right.
I told this to that friend that that life coach friend that I was talking to. I eventually told her like a year or two later about this. And she says, oh, that was the universe telling you what's really happening to her, and that she needed someone on her side that knows exactly what's happening with her, because she at a very deep level knows what's happening with her.
Right.
So you gave her a lot of support. So it made sense.
Yeah.
It made so much sense to why I was so privy to such a deep vision.
Right.
And so from that point on is like, I'm accumulating these important key pieces.
Right.
Yeah. To grow.
And what was it like to move from, you know, occasional intuition to something so much more present and powerful?
That's a good question. You know, everything became very alternative. I was having trouble grasping being on this planet, being a human being in this world, participating like mainstream people do. I felt like I was seeing so much more and being
yeah.
so much more than what was in existence. And that existence looked so
yeah.
and still, and like not very little growth. It's just
right.
It felt like just an existence at that point in time in my life. And so I was having a lot of stability issues. So
right.
I went to work. did a lot of work. I did a job. I went and got a job at Apple Computers. So I worked at Apple for a few years. And that actually was so good for me because it's so opposite of what I do.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's technology, you do this, and it's a whole different world. It's a whole different right. avenue. And that's actually what helped me get stabilized.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my whole world did turn upside down with the divorce and letting go of my daughter and letting them have their lives and me developing my world and my life and having a career, basically, and
right.
earning money and getting bigger.
I love that. Now, this is the question I think everyone listening is quietly wondering. A lot of people feel that those little flashes, but assume that it's intuition, you know, that is something that you're either born with or you're not. But from your own experience, you know, is intuition something that anyone can develop and strengthen?
Everyone is intuitive and everyone is psychic. There's a subtle difference between intuition. Intuition is more random. It pops in, it pops out. You'll say, oh, you may have an instant prediction of what's going to happen to the car in front of you. You know, that's intuition. Everyone has that. Everyone has that. It's where your interest is and how yeah. serious you are in developing it and going forward with it.
Right.
That's one of the pieces of work I do. I help people develop their intuition and become more psychic when they're ready for opening that door. And it's more about getting deeper answers.
Right.
Getting a lot that. Deeper answers. Yeah.
Now, what does it actually look like to nurture that inner sense, and what gets in the way of people hearing their own intuition?
The key piece is trusting themselves and knowing that everyone has gifts. Everyone, each person has gifts and many gifts.
True.
And different kinds of gifts. And so trust that it's all about trusting, deeper
yes.
trusting. And, you know, we have a hard time trusting.
Yeah.
I've learned that, you know, because of myself even, you know, wow, I have a hard time trusting.
Yeah.
And it does. It does depend on your belief systems growing up, your family dynamics, how it's all these right. things contribute to that. And yeah. so I had to trust in myself. And so even self-value comes up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that trust is the biggest one. And the more you practice, the more you can trust yourself in.
Yeah.
in this avenue, for sure. You know, in a lot of people will repetition journal. I tended not to journal. I usually had this emotional driven memory
mm-hmm.
key. So yeah. whenever I wanted to remember something solid, like certain instances in my life were like, oh, wow, this is so cool. That's how I remember. This is so unusual. You know, things like that.
I love.
Yeah.
Now, for the listeners out there, if something is resonating with you, that your sense in, you know, that you've been ignoring, that your inner voice, you know, you're going to want to hear the rest of this. Follow the advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring you conversations that help you reconnect with yourself and grow into who you were meant to be. So you've made a point that this isn't just about gifts. It's about your own growth. And I think that's really important. You said that you had to keep deepening your own self-growth alongside your practice. Why is this inner work so essential?
Amazing question. So, yeah, your inner growth means more expansion, more change, more shift, more evolvement in your own life, in your own experiences, going deeper into more precision, seeing more, not only being an observer, but without. So an observer, I consider, you know, watching a witness as a witness or not having any judgment and just saying, oh, isn't that interesting? Whether it's towards yourself or to who you're working on.
Yeah.
So yes, it makes your work more and more enhanced. It makes
yeah.
your work deeper, deeper. And you have compassion as you go along, and your own love grows not only within yourself, but for people.
Yes.
So it's really an important piece to any healer, even mm-hmm. no matter what kind of healer you are, whether you're psychic or it's just massage therapist, acupuncture, anything. You can
yeah.
go deeper in what your work is.
Right.
By doing a spiritual practice and pushing those growth spurts to happen and to follow through. And, you know, having good friends and guidance or mentor to support that is really important. And that's part of what I do. I teach intuition. I teach how to be a healer and how to grow spiritually within yourself and to use these as tools for your clients to help them go deeper. And right. This is the era that we're really needing to move fast and do this.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about the people that you work with, because this is where it all comes together. You help people move through profound shifts and changes without it being about anyone, you know, about any one person. You know, what do those shifts tend to look like?
Okay, so people become calmer. People see what's happening to them is for them. It brings out a different perspective on how they're seeing themselves, how they can get through this, because the people generally have, including myself, have a general perspective on illness. And so when I bring a different perspective into illness and how we act around illness, like, oh, right. We go to the doctor, we get fixed, we get medication, we do this, or we go to an alternative and say, fix me.
Yeah.
It's different. It's not a fixer. It's going deeper into yourself to see where those key pieces are that are preventing you from healing or slowing down your healing or slowing down your growth or slowing down your evolvement. What am I getting through in this lifetime? Okay. Well, now it's this. You know, and be willing to be the leader of your own health and growth and change. So get your team together. Very important.
Love that.
And I love being the team. Yes. I love being the mentor, the team leader, the ones that's going to get you through deeper and deeper work. And it can get tougher. And we have to always want to keep an open mind and trust the person that we're working with.
Yes, definitely. Now, what do you want to see happen when they finally start to trust themselves and open up to growth?
Well, it's beautiful to see them do that, to see them, their changes in them, and their whole energy changes, their whole expression changes, the way they carry themselves changes. Yeah. Did I answer that?
Okay. You spent 25 years exploring intuition, growth, and deeper parts of who we are, and you've lived your own remarkable awakening. So, you know, so for the person listening who feels that quiet knowing inside and isn't sure whether to trust it, what do you want, you know, most for them to understand about their own intuition and what's possible when they finally start to listen?
Their lives will change. And sometimes people don't want their lives to change.
It's true.
It's familiarity is safer than going into unknown waters. You know, it's like being let loose. You've probably heard that story, being let loose in the river and grasping onto rocks to keep what you know. But if you just let the current take you, life is going to be so very different and you're going to feel so different about yourself and about the world around you. It's an amazing
feeling.
Shift and change. Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, so many people fear change, but if you open yourself up to change and you face your fears and you don't worry about the what ifs and you give yourself the opportunity to experience possible change in your life, so many wonderful things and opportunities can come about. It's just letting ourselves, you know, trust in ourselves to, you know, to actually open our walls and let them drop and be vulnerable and be able to really, you know, listen to our intuition and listen to what our body is telling us and just go with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trust is a big thing.
It is. So, conversation, what would you say if you had to give like two or three takeaways? What are some things from this conversation that you really want people to remember? You know, what are some things that you really want them to get from this podcast today?
That everyone's a healer, everyone's intuitive, everyone can be psychic, It's just a matter of practicing and developing it and the willingness to want to do this. As we become open-minded, we open to new experiences, new ways of thinking, maybe even something that you're directed to go towards. I love helping with people see their growth, move forward in life, become abundant, become joyful in their experiences. It's so cool to see someone have all these unusual energy experiences while they're developing their healing work, you know, and having these practices and amazing discoveries. It's so beautiful to see. It's and watch them grow as a healer. It's incredible. And taking them through that path of, okay, now let's work on this and let's grow this part. And okay, let's, yeah. And when someone sees something more about themselves, it can be so amazing. It opens the door in so many different places in our lives.
I love that. I love that.
Things happen. Oh, you're welcome.
And you know, can you tell everybody about the services and the different things that you provide and where they can find you?
Okay. I have a great in-depth website called TheRenauEffect.com, TheRenauEffect.com. Sign up for my email blast. I've got some great email lists that you can get great information from weekly. I do have a weekly event. It's a group healing event. Very cool. People go through a different things, for lack of a better word right now, as they feel what's going on in their body. And it's only an hour long. It's Friday mornings at 11. You can go to my website and check out all these things that I offer, the weekly healing event, which I do recommend for everyone, just to get centered, get present. And in that self-healing event or that group healing event, you can get tools on becoming more and more intuitive.
Love that. I love
that. Yeah, it's great. It's really neat. So just sign up. And then I'm on all the different website, social media, Facebook, The Renauld Effect, Susan Renauld, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
You're on them all.
I'm on them all, even YouTube.
I love it. And for the listeners out there, it turns out that quiet inner voice, the one so many of us have learned to ignore, might be worth listening to after all. Susan Renauld has spent her life exploring exactly that. And today she gave us a fascinating look at intuition, inner growth, and the profound shifts that became possible when we stop dismissing ourselves and start paying attention. And Susan, I want to thank you so much for being here and telling our listeners, all this wonderful, knowledgeable information that they could apply to their own life and really learn how to really listen to their intuition and work on, all the different sixth sense that are available to us. And we just don't take the time to open ourselves up to. And so I really thank you so much for being on the show. And if this conversation spoke to you, and something in you, just sparked, share it with someone who's been learning to trust in their own inner voice and, keep people listening. And I have to thank you so much for being on the show. I really enjoyed our conversation. I think it's so important for people to listen to themselves and listen to their intuition and to build their sixth sense, because our body is always talking to us. Our intuition, our gut, our heart, is always sending messages, and we can focus on our heart and our gut and maybe use our brain for logic, but just focus on our heart, especially, and our intuition, which I call the gut feeling. So many times our gut is usually the right person to go to, because it usually gives out the right answers. And so I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I'd love to have you back.
You.
Maybe we can go over some different tools and techniques people could apply,
Absolutely.
And I would love that. So I just want to thank you once again for your knowledge and I think you're amazing. And I thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful to be here today. I really enjoy this work. Thank you.
I enjoyed having you. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.